Blog Talk Radio.
South
Ohio. Now, maybe them folks in southern Ohio consider themselves Southerners. Well, I know one thing. Their hospitality was real nice. I hadn't been up there, and as my grandson reminded me, Pops, Grandpa D, you ain't been up here in 10 years. And I was scratching my head some and thought, man, come on now, it ain't been that long, has it, boy? And I was, holy moly, yes it is. Oh, no. So, all right now. Don't know what to say, don't know what to do, except that, man, here I am. I've been up there, and I think to myself, well, I wonder what's going on. And I get there, up there talking to my grandson now, and I had to count back out down on my fingers. And I'm thinking to myself, now it's been, let's see, this is the year 19, no, it ain't 19, it's 2006. It's one tail, how was, oh, holy moly, daggum. I say to my grandson, yes, Lord, I reckon it is. I reckon it is. I reckon it is. I said, I reckon it has been, eight years. No, it's been 10 years because he was like 8 years old when I seen him. I said, Lord, have mercy. How long has it been since I done been up here? Well, I bowed down and I gave my apologies to my grandson, who is he's taller than me at about 5'11 and three quarters. I used to be 5'11 and a half, but by the time I got to 55, I'd fall on my head so many times I lost about an inch. And then by the time I was 62, I done fell again and lost another inch somewhere along the line. And I swear if I was to hang upside down for 2 days and you measure me after the fact, if I was lucky, I might be able to maybe stretch a quarter of an inch. So I'm like, I cannot believe this mess. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I cannot understand what is going on with this mess. So, I just did the best I can. But my grandson now, oh, my Lord, have mercy. Now, I am not, I know that I want to brag on him just a little bit, yeah, because, he is my grandson. But, Lord, have mercy, girls, is he pretty handsome. Handsome, pretty. But the bad news is some lady done already got him. Yep. I guess about 6-8 months back or so. And so I seen him on that, on the pooter there, on the computer, the pooter. And he was, they get on their Facebook thing. You know, I hate to show my face. I know my face is up there, but I hate to see my face up there. And so he showed me pictures of him and his wife and his daughters. Wait a minute now. Now, I know I'm old and slow, and I know you a young buck, but now how in the dickens have you all been together 7 months and you got more than two daughters? What did you or didn't you do? Wait a minute, how'd you do that? Well, he didn't do nothing at all. You know, this day and age, you know, them folks that say they got children from another marriage or get together or something like that. And you know, now when I was growing up, that kind of stuff was very frowned upon. Now for me, now when my mama had me, my grandma, she was so mean, and Lord have mercy, I'm telling you, she was a mean old woman. Yes, Lord. Rest her soul. I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but I think she's with the devil looking up and wishing she had done better. But anyway, so my mama, she had me instead of at home around people and friends that loved her. No, grandma sent her off which meant me, I had to tag along back then because, well, I was in my mama's belly, you know that. And so I had to be born in a orphanage hospital thing, St. Joseph's something. I think it was orphanage, not quite sure, but strange thing is, you know, that thing ain't there no more. And I went looking for some of my records, and that St. Joseph thing is like, well, it's from another time or something, but all right, if that, you know, if that's the way it is. So back in them day, you know, they didn't really look upon stuff like that real good. And I just want to say to my mama, who has passed away now for about 3 years, God bless her soul, because she tried for 3 long years and more to try to keep me and hold me and hug me. And I had to get adopted out, but lo and behold, my uncle adopted me, Mr. Arnold, and everybody called him Arnie. And he was a wonderful man. God bless his soul. He's passed along now, too. And I think back on what my grandpa did for me. I'm the grandpa of my grandson. Anyway, you know how that, never mind, let me come back around. Excuse me. Arnie was a beautiful man. And for him to adopt his, I'm going to say it because it is. I was illegitimate. I was born out of wedlock, and as they say, probably still to this day, that I was a bastard son. Well, God bless Arnie, because you know what that man did? He just stood up to his mama and said, you know, I'm going to keep David in the family. Yeah, that's my Christian name is David Null. Uh-huh. And this is my Indian name, Native American name, Hawkeye Two Feathers. No, I'm not trying to hide nothing, because I just told you who I really was. But Arnie, he adopted me, and bless his heart, and Becky too now. They put up with me all them years, and he loved me and took care of me. So now here is my grandson, who has taken in a woman who has, for whatever reasons, she's not married now, and she's got some beautiful daughters. And my grandson, God bless him, I'm telling you, he is taking care of them grand girls. And I can't think of a better thing. I mean, really, can you? I mean, because there's too many people in this day and age that are running around, they're homeless, or there's too many of them in a family, they ain't enough to eat. And if they do have enough to eat, then they don't got much clothes, or their lights might be turned off, or something like that, you know. And we got to look at this thing on the bright side. So the bright side of this is, you know, they might not be married right now, and they're working on that part. But in this day and age, you don't know what's going to come tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So it might, you might get married and be, well, and then might not be married the next day. Who knows? So, the way I look at it, to my beautiful grandson, JJ, son, you go ahead, take care of them girls, and mama too now. And I know you a good man, because you already are helping them folks out. And Lord have mercy, everybody out there in this whole crazy world right now, now I'm going to get on to the thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit, and here I am talking about my grandson. I'll just have to come back and do some other stuff. Danny Tway, I tell you. So today they got this hurricane. Whew, I tell you, it ain't a hurricane, it's a hurricane. Don't y'all understand? If you're going to call a big old storm Matthew, that's not a her, it's a him. So I suggest y'all change that silly old name of a hurricane. And what she need a cane for anyway? She's out there on the water turning and churning. And it ain't her now anyway, unless it's a transgender Matthew out there in the ocean. But now nobody said nothing about a transgender Matthew hurricane or hurricane. I think it's a hurricane. And y'all got to pay attention to this hurricane, hurricane stuff now, because you get them mixed up. There's one out there now, Nicole. Now, is that Nicole or is that Nick with an O on the end? Now, see, I don't know. Now, I was listening to the weatherman earlier, and he was talking about a millibars. And I've seen a million bars in my lifetime, but I couldn't see no beer around that storm. Not a bit. I didn't see a bush. I didn't see a black label anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see no Rocky Mountains. I did see a bunch of white clouds, though. And I tell you what, now, I don't know who in the good gracious Dickens these weather people, man, it was a man I'm going to be talking about now. I ain't going to tell what TV station this man was on, but, man, if you had a red fox running around the yard, you'd get a pretty good idea of what kind of station it was. And I'm going to tell you, talk about foxes with tails. That man was telling one of the longest tales I've done heard in a while. Now, he was looking at this picture of from the satellites. Now, you know them satellites, they'd be up there in that space thing. You know, now they say there ain't nothing in space but space. So if there ain't nothing in up there, then how's it holding anything up like a satellite? You know what I'm saying? So it's up there floating around. Now, these crazy, some of these people think that we live on a flat earth. Man, I ain't heard nothing. So, a flat earth? Oh, come on now. Everybody knows it's round. I mean, and somebody said one time, say, Hawkeye, how do you know that the earth is round? And I say, well, if you watch a drip come out the faucet. Now, I know a lot of drips in my life, but a lot of them didn't come from no faucet. They did come from a milli bar, though. No, that was a mini bar. I got that confused. So, but if you watch this one single drop of water come lick, slip, dropping out of that there faucet end, it's round. I bet, what? It's round. It don't get flat till it hits flat on something flat. And so the best thing in the science world, even an old redneck hippie can understand, is like this. Y'all, the earth is round, period. All this stuff about I could see so many miles, and did you ever hear of the atmosphere? And the atmosphere does some funky things to some focal lengths. And, you know, that's camera talk. And, you know, so, but anyway, they calling this Matthew a hurricane. I mean, hurricane, and it should be a hurricane. See, he's got, I should have went to the mini bar first. Oh, Lord, I'm telling you, that bar, and all them mini bars. Well, sir, he was flicking through what they call the layers on this here weather map. And, boy, howdy. It showed this big old storm just off the coast there of Daytona Beach and Ormond Beach there in Florida. I used to go to Ormond Beach all the time, and which meant I was in Daytona too, because it ain't but like a foot difference between them. So anyway, Ormond Beach is on one side of the post, and Daytona Beach is on the other side of the post. That's how close they are. So, but anyway. He was showing this stuff. He goes, now watch this. He goes, I know everybody. There was it was flipping through the frames, all right, of the satellite, because it takes them every so many minutes or whatever, blip, 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 blip. Well, it got to a couple of blip, blips, and lo and behold, that tops of them clouds looked all kinds of strange. And it stopped, and he goes, now, you know everybody. He said, you know, I get a lot of calls from people. And he said, and everybody wants to know what this stuff is. And he's pointing to his blue screen thing. They point to them weather people. Well, he was a pointing at that thing, and look right here now, and it points at it, you know. And he said, you see all these things? Yeah, I saw. You know what? He said, now I know. He said, I've been telling folks for a long time, and don't worry about what you see right there, but them are birds. I'm sorry, what did you say? at that, like that. And now he answered me while I was talking to the TV right there. And he said, now, he said, now, I know. He said, they're birds. And he goes, now, I know that. And he was pointing at the picture, like, and he goes, I know they kind of look like a football, but it depends on the way you look at them. And the radar, it's looking down, and when it bounces off the clouds, it gives this different looking kind of shape, looking kind of something or other. And I was like, huh? And he goes, yeah. And then to top it off, ladies and gentlemen, this man that was on a show that looked like a little dog that run around in the woods that looked like foxes with tails, Lord have mercy, he told this tale. And he goes, yeah, look at all them. Now, here is this here hurricane. This hurricane is like, look, at least 100 miles, probably 500 miles across. We're looking down in the center, the eye of the hurricane, with winds of 140 miles an hour just whipping around down there. And he looks at the top of them clouds, and he points back at that screen, and he looks at the TV camera, and he goes, and them are birds. Birds. And then, ladies and gentlemen, the piece of a de restaurants. He started to use both of his arms, both of them now, in this, I got and started to spread his legs out just a bit, sort of like he'd been riding a horse for about 4 days, and he had that bow legged kind of look going for him. And, man, I want to tell you, Lord have mercy. He starts to crouch down, and he's talking about the profile of what he calls birds on their radar in the tops of them 140 mile-hour tops of them clouds up yonder, I say. And he said, them birds, I know they look funny on the radar, but you know when they spread their wings out. So what's he do? He spreads his arms out. Oh, my Lord, I look at him, I go, he ain't gonna. He spreads his arms out, and he kind of crouches just a little bit. You could see his hind end butt kind of thing kind of stooping down and his arch just a little bit forward. And his elbows come up ever so slightly as he's talking about the profile of them birds that be shown up on that there radar on that Seche satellite. Seche it is. And now he commences to talking about, now these birds look kind of like footballs. And he goes, but you got to think about them when they're on their side. And he spreads his arms out a little more, and he kind of crouches a little more, kind of like a chicken. Kind of like, Lord have mercy, tell me please. I am here to tell you, as God is my witness, and he is, along with my guardian angel, they both saw it at the same time I did. Lord have mercy, he looked like a chicken. Plucked, I must say. And as he crouched there with his arms spreading out, he is doing his best, I'm telling you, to convince the public that's looking at this terror thing that right there on that video screen is a bunch of birds that are flapping their wings at a hot air down 40 miles an hour, and I'm going to tell you what, they're at 45,000 feet in the air. And these birds, there must have been 5,000 or 6,000 of these birds, because they were scattered all over the tops of this here radar thing, majiggy. All over the tops of this thing. And he said, yes, these birds that look like footballs. And when they turn just right in the rather radar, and that thing flies over and it takes a picture, and the next thing you know, you got these bunches of birds looking like football kind of things because they reflect the image. Now, at this time, he's got his arms almost all the way out. They still bend a little bit at the elbow, but now he's kind of his legs are a little bit apart, and he's kind of like slowly gyrating up and down, moving his wings in a fake faux kind of, I'm a flapping my wings in front of y'all so you know I'm talking about a bird. And what kind? And Lord have mercy, I thought that bird was a dumbbell. I mean, I didn't know that dumbbells could fly. I mean, he's trying to convince me that there are items as big as geese or flamingos, how about? And if you really want to make true, because what the size of these things should have been, it should have been a flying emu. Or what's them other things to stick the head down in an ostrich. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, that man was trying to convince us all that we was watching flying ostriches. Really? He goes, yes, Lord, them things, and he points back, and he's still got one arm out like a wing, pointing with the other one, like we're really going to believe this man. Yes, those right there are birds, ladies and gentlemen. And he starts to straighten up, and he starts to stand up like a human being instead of a chicken being. And he's standing there like straightening out his tie, like I just told you, the best is truth that you are ever going to hear in your plumb old life. And that man tried to tell me there's 5,000 birds up at the top of them clouds, with them clouds moving at 140 miles an hour in a round clockwise. Wait a minute. Yeah, clockwise, right? Yeah, clockwise, yeah. Going around in that big old circle at 45 to 65,000 feet in the air. And they're flapping their wings so they look like footballs, so they go show up on the satellite imagery so that when their relatives peek in at the neighbors while they're sitting on electric line, they can say, look, Ma, I was on the satellite image. Wee doggies. And Jonathan Siegel ain't got nothing on me. Oh, now, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you what. If you ever hear of one of them there weather people try to tell you that those are birds up there in the top of them there clouds, and that them and that them birds are living and still flying at 140 miles an hour around the eye of that storm, that is, well, I'll tell you what. If they can convince you that those are birds that flatten themselves out, looking like a chicken with your wings all out, and that when you do that, you'll look like a football, then I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that little bull peep that lost a sheep and don't know where to find them, leave them alone and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them. Where else did we think they'd wag them? In front? And ladies and gentlemen, hey, diddle-diddle, the cat and the fiddle and the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such a sight as a dish ran away with the spoon. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, you might as well believe in a cow jumping all the way over that big old moon as to believe them are birds flying up there in the top of them clouds. Now, this here is the first episode of the Redneck Hippie Prepping. And the best thing I can tell you about prepping for an emergency is stop eating 3 meals a day and cut down to 2. You'll be surprised how much food you'll save and indigestion to boot. Now, this is Hawkeye Two Feathers, the Redneck Hippie Prepper, from way back yonder down here in southwest Georgia on the little old Clucknoon River. Yes, Lord, have a good evening, have a safe weekend, and tell all your friends. Have a great evening, y'all, and a good morning. Goodbye.